The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2.
Stuff. music to put a smile on a sea otter's face. Dave Gross, the album is Take the Gamble, produced by Duke Robillard, and that is the track which we opened the programme with on this week, which is called Swinging on All Six. It's the Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2, on Skybird Radio, on the east coast of the USA, and on an MP3 player of your choice. The reason why I'm giggling is I've been away, and it seems so strange. I've only been away a week. I need to be retrained, I think. This week's programme is kind of mostly acoustic, looking at it. I may change it around a little bit later on, but for the most part, lots of acoustic material, lots of new material that came to the letterbox whilst I was away. Tell you more about that later on. Let's play something, the title track from the album, which came out about 18 months ago from Corey Harris. It's called Daily Bread.
Got love to live my head.
Lovely, Corey Harris. He's only, probably about in the middle 30s, I guess. Fell in love with his mother's Lightning Hopkins records when he was a young kid. And a great blues man. And that's an album which came out on Rounder Records about a year and a half ago. And I've just got hold of it. It's called Daily Bread, and that's the title track. I've listened to all 12 tracks now. It really is gorgeous. You're going to hear a lot more of that over the course of the year 2007. Moving on now to somebody making their debut on the programme, Tom Doughty. His album is called Running Free. He's an English blues man, and this is a real mix of different types of blues, some of his own compositions and other stuff taken as well, including a Randy Newman track, which I think we'll play in the future. We'll play something now, though, which was recorded by Muddy Waters and made, because he called it Rolling Stone, but originally it goes back further than that to a blues man called Robert Pettway. He didn't write many blues numbers, or at least to be fair, he didn't record many blues numbers back in the early 1940s, only about 12 or 13 altogether. But this one is the one which everybody remembers him by, simply because it's been performed not only by Muddy Waters as Rolling Stone, but also we've played it by Taj Mahal, a whole range of individuals over the years. It's called Catfish Blues.
Down last night, tried to take my rest. Notion struck me last night, babe. I believe I'll take a stroll out west. I believe I'll take a stroll out west. Take a stroll out. If I were a catfish, mama swimming down in the deep blue sea, having these gals now, sweet mama, sitting outdoors for, sitting outdoors for me, sitting outdoors for, sitting outdoors for. Well, I went down to the church house, they called on me to pray. Got on my knees, mama, I did not know, not a word to say. Not a word to, not a word to say. Gonna write me a letter, baby, gonna write it just to see. If my baby, do thinking of little old, think of me, little old, think of me, little old, think of, little old, think of, little old, think of me.
Called Running Free. His name is Tom Doughty, UK blues man, and there's word on the street kind of thing that he may be a guest on the programme, but I'm not entirely certain if and when, but it's very nice that, though, the original Catfish Blues from Robert Pettway and off his new album. I think it's new, it only arrived whilst I was away. I'm ever so grateful for emails that come in, wherever they come from, and whatever they say, really, whether it's praise or even criticism of the programme. And I got some really good emails came to over the course of the week from people telling me that I should be listening to a certain programme on BBC Radio 4. It's Paul Jones talking about the Great Hotel that is on the island. Let's see, where are we? I'm on Tags Island here, which is near Hampton Court. 1, 2, 3, about 4 islands down on the outside of the town of Twickenham, where the rugby is held. There's an island called Eel Pie Island, and that was huge in the 60s, where some great, great music was there. And on this hotel on Eel Pie Island, which was burnt down in the early 1970s, way back in the early 60s, you could hear and see bands like The Who, The Rolling Stones, Manfred Mann's Earth Band, the whole bit. And it was a really good programme, narrated by Paul Jones on BBC Radio 4, called The Eel Pie Island Hotel. And thanks to Richard and Simon and about 3 or 4 others, and even a phone caller came in and said, "Can you must listen to it." Now, it's available online still. The BBC don't have podcasts for these sort of programmes. And it's available online, and you can listen to it probably until Tuesday of next week. I may be wrong, but it's repeated. First of all, if you're listening to this on Friday night, it's repeated tomorrow morning on BBC Radio 4. But wherever you are in the world, there's going to be a link on the Raven and the Blues site. So it just goes to bfbs.com/RNB and look for the link to the Eel Pie Island Hotel programme with Paul Jones. And it should be able to be listened to it for at least 4 or 5 days. It's a great documentary about those early days of the blues bands and the music on the Thames in the very early 1960s. That's one good thing, and thanks to all the people who let me know. Also, Ian Lisi emailed ages ago when I was talking about the animals in House of the Rising Sun, and he said, I'll actually quote verbatim, "I always thought that the animals had ripped off Dylan's version, which only seemed fair, as Dylan had ripped it off himself from Dave Van Ronk. Dylan's arrangement was almost note for note from Van Ronk's stage show at the time. He neglected to ask Dave before recording the arrangement, which eventually caused Dave to drop the track from his show, because he was just so pissed off, I suppose, that Dylan had taken it. He was being accused of copying Dylan, because Dylan had made it so famous. Now, of course, the story was that as part of the Dylan documentary, Dave Van Ronk was giggling, because, of course, when the Animals recorded it, they made it even more famous still, and Dylan was accused of copying the Animals. Now, Dave gave me all that information. Quite a lot of it I didn't know. And so I've gone... Not Dave, Ian Lisi gave me the information. So I've got hold of this album, which I ordered about 3 weeks ago, and it arrived whilst I was away. It's from Dave Van Ronk. It's his last album he made. It's back in 2001. He died about 6 months later. And so rather than just play tracks from it, I thought I would do a little bit of the stage things as well. So over to a recording from the Folkways people of Dave Van Ronk on his very final concert. It's a great, great album. Here he is.
I wish there was some kind of a funky ethnic story I could tell you about how I learned this song. But honesty compels me to admit, I learned this song from the Fireside Book of Folk Songs. And to compound the felony, I was in Shaker Heights, Ohio at the time. Extenuating circumstances. I was 12 years old, and I was out there spending the summer with my upwardly mobile aunt. And it was, without a doubt, the most excruciatingly boring summer I have ever spent in my life. God, I was going totally, totally bonkers. As one afternoon, I was sitting around the living room doing what 12-year-old boys do best. I was sulking. And I was thumbing through this book, and my eyes lit upon this song that just totally blew me away. It was called St. James Infirmary. Well, this was one I had to have. I had to learn this song. In those days, I did not play the guitar. I had not yet acquired my first guitar, but I was accounted to be the second hottest ukulele player in Richmond Hill. So what I did was I put the arm on my upwardly mobile cousin, who was studying piano at the time, and I made him thump his way through the piece so I could learn the chords and the melody. And it gave me a project. Saved my bacon that summer, really did. Gave me something to do. And sure enough, by the end of the summer, I had the funkiest ukulele version of St. James Infirmary you ever heard. I've never gotten tired of this one. I've never dropped. I've never found its limits. Always find something to do with it that I hadn't done before. I've done this every format that I've ever performed, and I've done this with rock and roll bands. I've done it with jug band, and of course solo on the guitar, on the ukulele. I think probably the best versions of it that I've ever done are the ones that I've done in the shower. It plays hell on the guitar, but the acoustics can't be beat. was down in Old Joe's barroom. On a corner of the square, they were serving drinks as usual, and the usual crowd was there. On my left stood Big Joe McKennedy. His eyes were bloodshot red. Turned to the crowd around him. These are the very words he said. St. James Infirmary, saw my baby there, stretched out on a long white table, so sweet, so cold, so fair. Let her go, God bless her, wherever she may be. She may search this wide world over, never find a sweet man like me. When I die, please bury me in my heart. Stetson hat. Put a $20 gold piece on my watch chain card. Oh no, I died standing pat. I want 6 scrap shooters for pallbearers. Chorus girl to sing me a song. Put a jazz band on my hearse wagon. This hill as I stroll along. Roll out your rubber tired carriage. Roll out your old time hack. 12 men going to the graveyard and 11 coming back. Now that I told my story, take another shot of booze. And if anybody happens to ask you, I've got those gambler's blues. Let her go, God bless her, wherever she may be. She may search this wide world over, never find a sweet man like me. Thank you. Good night.
Isn't that truly joyous? Dave Van Ronk on stage in the Adelphi in Maryland, recorded back in October of 22nd of October 2001, and within 6 months he was dead. I hadn't realised how important he'd been in the history of music generally, not just blues music. He was called the Mayor of McDougal Street in New York. He lived nearly all of his time in Greenwich Village and played there regularly. Never learned to drive, didn't like flying, and so didn't travel very much either, and not huge amounts of recordings in the sense of other people he influenced, people like Joni Mitchell and Bob Dylan and so many other more. Thanks to Ian Lisi for leading me in that direction. I strongly recommend the album. It's on Folkways. It's Dave Van Ronk and The Tin Pan Bended and The Story Ended, as it did. Okay, it's The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2, round about just under the halfway point, really. And let's go now into Scandinavia. We've got 2 countries to visit. First of all, we'll head up into the really cold parts. Actually, talking of cold, I'll tell you at the end, actually. You've just come back from Spain. Let's go to Finland and the band called the Black River Bluesmen. The album is Ants in My Kitchen. This is the title track.
Thank you.
into Scandinavia, where I suppose it's getting slightly warmer, but still fairly dark and pretty cold. The village of Mustio in Finland, which is actually translated into Black River, and that's hence the name of the band, and that's the Black River Blues man himself. His name is, see if I can get the, I'm going to have to take a good stab at the pronunciation. Finnish isn't my strong language. Actually, I've got very few strong languages. Jukka Juhola on guitar and vocals. The best of the band are the Cockroach Combo. And that's taken from their album, which is called Ants in My Kitchen. That's the title track. Okay, let's move down from Finland. I wonder what it is about the... Because the Bullfrog Brown from Estonia, where, again, it's pretty cold. There's a kind of rawness in their blues music. Let's move down, though, from the very north into Lower Scandinavia, into Sweden now, and somebody making his debut on the programme. His name is Bottleneck John. John, otherwise Johan Eliasson. I'm not quite sure whereabouts in Sweden he is from, but he's an acoustic guy, and he loves his resonator guitars, and here he is with a track taken from his album Blues Singer. This is the Robert Johnson Stones in My Passway.
Well, I got stones in my passway. All my road seems dark night. I got stones in my pathway. Oh, my road seems dark as night. I have pains in my heart. They have taken my appetite.
That's right.
I said I have a butter whistle. And I have a bird to sing, yes, I have a bird to whistle, and I have a bird to sing, to sing. You know, I have a woman that I'm loving, boy, but she don't mean a thing, a thing now. I said my enemies have betrayed me, have overtaken poor John at last. I said my enemies have betrayed me, have overtaken poor John at last. No. And there's one thing, suddenly there's stones all in my path. Trying to take my life and all my loving too. You laid a pathway for me now. What are you trying to do? I'm crying, please. Please, little girl, let us as be friends. And when you hear me howling in my pathway rider, please open the door and let me in.
Johan Eliasson. I found where he lives, Östersund in Sweden. That's taken from the album Blues Singer and Robert Johnson's Stones in My Pathway. His work, he sent me three of his CDs, and his work is a combination of spiritual, because I've got one CD of mostly spiritual stuff, another CD of the old original bluesmen stuff from the 20s and 30s, where that one came from, and then this one is a live recording in Östersund in Sweden, so we'll be featuring him again a little bit in the future. Okay, where to now? Oh, yeah, I was going to mention Spain, wasn't I? Just come back from 6 days in Spain, the Costa del Sol. For those of you who don't speak Spanish, Costa del Sol is the coast of the sun, and therefore you would imagine, well, even in January, it might be. Let's see, clothes worn, thick woolly shirt, fleece, windproof trousers and waterproof jacket and boots, temperature colder than in England, butane froze, we couldn't have hot water. Oh, so wonderful. 6 inches of rain one night as well. For those listening on the Costa del Sol in Gibraltar, you've had some rough weather, and I empathise with you because I was there. I'm now back in the UK and I'm in shorts and a t-shirt. Isn't life strange? There's somebody making his debut on the programme. Yinda is his name. And this is a track from an album which came out towards the end of last year, but I've just got hold of. It's called I'm Alive, and this is a track called Cicada's Cafe.
and climbing up on the night, watching the light fade as the stillness comes. And something stirs in the trees, and I hear the leaves in the amberly setting sun. And nothing withers here, not the drunken old poets or the atmosphere. Down to Cicada's Cafe, they sit and pray, drinking the evening air. Out on the warm stars alone, well, there I will roam, to find her waiting there. And no one's with us here, not the drink or the money or your children's tears. There's nothing but moonlight and the night in our hair. We can disappear somewhere out there. And stares the moon on the sea, the distance between dreams. Reality. And oftentimes I still pine, go back to the time when it was just you and me. With moonlight large on your skin, us making love in back there as you eye me from a solicitor's chair. Down Cicada's Cafe, we sit and pray, drinking the evening air. Out on the warm stars alone, there I will roam to find a waiting there.
Extremely haunting stuff. Lovely voice, Jinder. I'm Alive is the album, and that's Cicada's Cafe. It reminded me, when I first put the album on and was working through it, his voice reminds me of a little bit like Nick Drake, who I've never featured on the programme because he's nowhere near blues. But if you don't know what Nick Drake, or who Nick Drake sounds like, that's wrong, isn't it? If you don't know what Nick Drake sounds like, go and have a listen somewhere. And most of his material is available as MP3s, it's on iTunes and various things. And he wrote some great songs, and I think that's a lovely, lovely album, Cicada's Cafe. Okay, that's somebody new to the programme. Here's a couple of people who've been featured many, many times over the years, right from the very beginning of The Raven and the Blues, way back in 1999. But the first time they've ever been together was this year from the album The Road to Escondido, just north of San Diego. This is JJ Cale and Eric Clapton, and Don't Cry, Sister.
Don't cry. and then you feel so bad. Somebody wants something that the love in your hand. Love don't come too easy, you see. A little bit of you, a little bit of me. Don't cry, sister, cry. It'll be alright in the morning. Don't cry, sister, cry. Everything will be just fine.
Okay, Larry Clapton, Don't Cry, Sister Cry. Let's go back to the emails. Thanks to somebody we've featured on the show a couple of times, Tom Malafarina. He's got a new a piece of music out, which we'll play next week on the programme. I would have played it this week, I just didn't get back a little bit too late. The good news is Bill Pollock, otherwise Billy Price, he picked up a Blues Critic Award, and we featured him quite a few times, again, from the very beginning. And it was somebody who, if my memory serves me correct, was living on the Costa del Sol in Gibraltar, who alerted me to Billy Price way back in the early part of 2000, I guess. And gradually over the years, I've collected all of the Billy Price Band's material. Other people to mention, Michael Waters, thanks for your kind comments, Michael, on the New Year's Eve programme. It's still available on the internet. And if you're not quite sure what I'm talking about, it's where Mark Tiley and myself came together and did a special show for New Year's Eve. It was called Rockin' Blues. And we just sat down and played like two old men, really, and played some fine tunes. And you'll find that at the website at raven.libsyn.com, and look into December's programmes, and there you'll see it, including a photograph of the two of us here in the studio on the houseboat on the Thames. If you'd like to drop me a line, it's very simple. dave.raven@bfbs.com will get to me, and the website is bfbs.com/R&B, and the usual thing, links to everybody we talk about, a chance to hear the programme all over again, and all the other shows going back almost 2 years now, and also, importantly, the link to the Eel Pie Island Hotel documentary, narrated by Paul Jones. Actually, mentioning Paul Jones, it's hoped that he will actually be a guest later on in the early part of this year. We'll have to wait. It's been, let's have a look. Yeah, it's been all boys so far. Let's reverse the gender. And the track off her album, which came out about 4 years ago, Marshall Road Apocalypse. Here is the great voice, an extremely sexy Kathy Jean, and It's On Me.
So he can go to the mall. He wants a new skateboard and games and more rock and roll posters for his wall. Another Strat sports hat's the gall. He wants it all. My mom wants a brand new car, a jacuzzi and an ultra super speedy clothes dryer. She wants my house paid off and me to move out so I can give the damn thing to her. Another round the world endeavor, her list goes on forever. It's on me. It's on me. one, one. Give me, one, one. Give me, one, one. Get me. I ain't got no. I ain't got no, no. I ain't got no, no. I ain't got no, no.
Cold Marshall Road Apocalypse came out about 3 or 4 years ago. It's Kathy Jean, and she's, I think, out of Maryland, if my memory is correct. And let's have a quick look. Yeah, Baltimore. And that is a track which is called It's On Me. Time for two more. Going to have to rush, actually, if I'm going to get the last one in, because it comes from a band. It's quite a long number. Let's first of all have W.C. Clark. We haven't featured him for quite a while. His album, Deep in the Heart, came out on Alligator Records about 4 years ago. Here he is with Promises.
Promises.
2004 in Austin, Texas, Alligator Records, W.C. Clark, and Deep in the Heart, I Hear Promises. Okay. Isn't that lovely? That's almost it for the program for this week. It seems strange. I've been back 48 hours now, and yet I still seem to have got a grip of things yet. I can't even blame jet lag, because Spain's virtually due south. Anyway, if you'd like to drop me a line, dave.raven@bfbs.com. Hope you've enjoyed the music on the show this week. Let's close with a band who made contact whilst I was away, sent an email and a link to the music on the website, and that's Kevin Parr, otherwise Harmonica Mac. The band are called The Groove Cats. Never featured them before on the programme, and it'd be much better, actually, if you're listening, Kevin, to send me a CD. It works out so much better, because then I'll find you again. But to make their debut on the show and to close the show for this week, this is a track called Soul Feet. Hope you've enjoyed the music, and you can join me for something similar in a week's time. From me, Dave Raven, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.